welcome to Getting to Know You. This evening's show is a special tribute. The world mourns the passing of one of the most distinct stars in show business, Pernell Roberts, a stage actor and television star. Pernell passed away after a long and gallant fight with cancer on January 24th at his home in Malibu, California. He was 81. He was a great American stage, movie, and television actor, as well as a singer. Pernell Roberts was not only a multi-talented actor, he was also a man of virtue and conveyed this through his activism. He fought for civil rights and equality, especially in the sphere of television productions, which included issues of racism and sexism. Pernell was one of the many who fought for American civil rights during the 1960s, joining the notable Selma to Montgomery marches. Let's get to know a little bit about Pernell Roberts. He was born in 1928 in Waycross, Georgia, the only child of Pernell Elvin Roberts Sr., who was a Dr. Pepper salesman. His mom was Minnie Betty Myrtle Morgan Roberts. During his high school years, he played the horn. He acted in school and church plays, and he sang in local USO shows, pursuing a wide range of occupations before pursuing acting. He attended Georgia Tech, and while serving for 2 years in the United States Marine Corps, he participated in the Marine Corps Band. He subsequently attended the University of Maryland. Pernell moved to Washington, D.C. in 1950, supporting himself in a variety of jobs while performing with the Arena Stage in Washington, D.C. He relocated to New York City while studying acting and singing and scouting around for off-Broadway jobs. Pernell Roberts worked such odd jobs as a butcher, forest ranger, and a tombstone maker. He performed off-Broadway and later on Broadway with performances in Tonight in Samark, The Lovers opposite Joanne Woodward, and A Clearing in the Woods. He won a Drama Desk Award in 1955 for his performance in an off-Broadway rendition of Macbeth. Pernell loved the stage. He loved Shakespeare. He then moved to Los Angeles, and he signed a contract with Columbia Pictures in 1957. NBC cast him as Captain Jacques Chavez in the 1958 NBC adventure Northwest Passage.